Welcome to the Confinimmo 2015 half-year results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Jean-Edouard Carbonel and Jérôme Descombes. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Well, good morning to all of you, and already thanks for being present on this conference call. we are presenting the first half results, and the story is already well known by many of you because we were very active during this first half in the capital markets with a capital increase, with the presentation of a number of projects, the pipeline for the years 2015 to 2017. So this conference will not bring very new ideas or facts to you, except of course that it contains the result for the first half. If you turn to page 3 of the presentation, you can see that on the screen, hopefully, in your offices. Well, first of all, we pursue our strategy of growing in the healthcare, and we have 82 million of new investment in healthcare for the first half of this year. This has brought the healthcare segment to 43.4% of the total portfolio versus 39% for offices. So healthcare has passed offices in terms of relative size in portfolio value, but it's even more significant, as we shall see later on, in terms of contribution to operating profit. The office segment has been resilient, with 24,000 square meters of offices being let or renegotiated, and that guarantees us 16 million of revenues for the future. More important perhaps is the completion of our residential conversions. You know, we were running since about 2 years two projects, one being the Livingstone and the other one being the Woodway 34, and all units of these projects have been sold, so they've reached the full completion stage. During this first half, we did access capital markets, and we believe it was very timely, just after the Easter holidays and before the Greek crisis deepened. We have first placed a bond that was still in March, 190 million, 7 year, and 1.9% of interest rate. We also carried out this important rights issue for 285 million. This was a success. We placed all shares at 95 euro. This morning, the share price stood at 98 euro. And we have detached two coupons, one for the dividend of last year, which was fully paid in cash, and one representing the right to the dividend for 2016 until the 12th of May. This has led us to optimize the financial structure by de-gearing, and today the gearing is at 43%. It will go down if we go to the end of the year as planned. 43% is still a decent gearing amongst European peers. And regarding the cost of debt, it has been reduced to 2.8%, and the maturity of the debt has been extended to 4.5 years. S&P has upgraded its rating to BBB flat with a stable outlook. The financial results were published this morning, and the net current result for the first half stands at 3.35 euro per share versus 3.39 for the first half of last year. The new shares which were issued this year are taken pro rata temporis from the date of the dividend entitlement in order to calculate the net current result per share. This is in conformity with IFRS. And we give you there also the cash flow that is the net current results, but for the non-cash items, 3.06 has grown compared to 2014. I remind you, however, that the dividend policy is based on the net current results, but the cash coverage is also looked at. Going back a little bit in the strategy before moving into the latest acquisitions. Strategy, as you know, rests essentially in our company, on two pillars: demography with healthcare, and a certain economic factor with the office segment, essentially in Brussels. Healthcare, we're seeking new acquisitions in markets that we are now present in, Netherlands and Germany. In more mature markets, we do projects, greenfield projects, but this is also the case in the Netherlands. We are seeking further diversification per country and medical specialty and operator. In the office segment, our programs to renovate a number of facilities is seeking to upgrade the quality, and in all cases we look at alternative uses, and we can reconvert to residential or even to a nursing home, as will be shown. The two important themes internally for this year is to deepen our knowledge of the markets. We are obviously well positioned in the office market in Belgium, as well as some of the oldest segment of the healthcare sector. But we want to deepen further our knowledge of markets such as Germany and the Netherlands, and also of certain segments within these markets by looking at the models of our tenants, the business model of the operators. The other major theme internally is the operational efficiency. We are reinforcing our team in order to face the various challenges of the future, and that's why today we have 150 people inside the company versus 110 a couple of months ago. Risk profile. The main characteristic of our company is long leases. Healthcare as a segment that is becoming more and more important. The debt ratio lower than before. A strong place of the public sector in the occupancy of our office segment. And an occupancy rate at 95.5, slightly on the rise. Fair value of the portfolio, 3.3 billion. Breakdown has not changed much except for the share of healthcare. On the next slide, you can see the residual value by segment, 11 years on average. The following slide gives you the gross yield and the net yield for the various segments. The net yields are very similar across all segments. The gross is obviously higher for the offices, as the direct costs are much higher in that segment. On the following slide, you see the evolution of the portfolio in absolute terms and on a like-for-like basis. A slight negative on a like-for-like basis due to the forthcoming refurbishment in some office properties. And the projects are, I believe, already well known to you, particularly the Béliard 40, where we are in the demolition phase. And for those who know Brussels, we are causing some trouble in the traffic by occupying two rows in the main street, the Béliard Street. Sorry for that. The main tenants, not much change. Corian is number one. AB InBev is number two. Then Harmonia. Jérôme mentions me that I have skipped over the previous page, and that I should say that the stable occupancy rate, or even a slight improvement of occupancy rate, has led to a 95% score, 95.5 versus 95.2 at the end of December. And regarding the office market aging, a few projects or acquisitions in the Netherlands, we have there two medical office centers, medical office buildings. This is a category which is well known in, for instance, the US healthcare REIT. These assets are located in Almere and Voorschoten. Small assets, together 5.7 million. A new operator for us, DC Kliniken, or DC Group. 15-year lease and an initial yield of 7.45%, which is very much above what we could have in more mature markets like Belgium for nursing homes, for instance. In Lopik, same balance, it's about an entity for disabled people, the first one, I believe, in our portfolio, led to a very broad organization called Philadelphia Zorg, and this is an initial yield of 6.85%. In Germany, a new acquisition. Some analysts have been a bit surprised, but Aspria has been our client here for a number of years in Brussels, and a good way to grow is always to follow your clients and their needs. This client of ours is an international operator of wellness and sports centers. It operates in Germany four centers, and we since the acquisition in June, we own two of them. One in Hamburg, Uhlenhorst. This is a very nice residential area of the city. And the other one is in Marchsee, Hanover. This is nearby a lake. And today, there are probably some people on the beach using our facility. This is let for 30 years. This carries an initial yield of 7.6%. It's a double net lease, but with limited responsibilities of maintenance for the landlord. There is a potential that an additional payment will occur in the coming years for this acquisition, which will go together with an increased rent, and that together with some step up in the rent will bring the yield to 8%, slightly over 8% in the coming years. This is not a category of assets where we expect to see a major development for our company. However, we have a project in Brussels with the same Aspria Group to develop a new facility, and we are applying for permits in order to do this 35 million development in the coming years. This is a type of asset that corresponds to new lifestyles that are there to stay. On these locations, the activities change with the taste of customers. There's a lot of exercising machines, and the average age of the member is 47, so they are younger, far younger than those who stay in our nursing homes, and hopefully that will prevent them from going in the nursing homes too soon. In Belgium, we have the delivery of two extension and renovation of nursing homes, one in Rijkenvorsen and the other one in Brussels. Operator Harmonia and Senior Assist, with initial yields of 6.30 and 6.28% respectively. relatively small projects, projects that were signed a couple of years ago and were only delivered now. The office segment now, a 90.8% occupancy rate, slightly above that at the end of December. Letting activity, I already mentioned that we have let 24,000 square meters. One divestiture, a building called Parabole, which was part of the Livingstone site, and was actually the last bit that was not used for the moment. It has been bought by the Republic of China to make there its cultural center in Brussels. Office reconversion projects. So we have carried out these two projects, 24,000 square meter at the Woluwe 34 and the Livingstone 1, sold as residential apartments. And during the first half of 2015, that has given us proceeds of 14 million. And the reconversion of an office property not far from our headquarters into a nursing home, which is let for 27 years to a new operator for us under the name of Vivalto. The planning permission is under progress. The yield on cost, being the book value of the building as it stood in our books, plus the cost of the works, related to the agreed rental level, that gives 5.88%, and we hope to complete the project in the second part of 2017. So I will now hand over to Jérôme Descamps, our CFO, to present you the financial resources and the results for the
Good morning, everybody. This semester was very active in terms of financing to strengthen the balance sheet of Cofinimmo. Cofinimmo profiting from favorable conditions of the financial markets. I don't come back on the private placement for 190 million euro. You know, it's a 7 years bond with a fixed coupon on 1.9%. The increase of capital was also a very good success for us. This was completed in May. Until reinvestment takes place, the revenues of this capital increase reduces the use of debt. At 30 of June, Cofinimmo has an investment capacity of over 500 million euros to deploy over the coming years. About financial debt, we continue to diversify the sources of funding, and at the end of this semester, the capital market, the DCM are around 70% and credit facilities around 30. We made for around 300 million euro of extension of credit lines, and what we can announce today is that we made another, until this date, another 150 million euro, which was signed in July. So the maturity of the global debt is now over 5 years. We benefit with this extension from favorable market conditions to extend the average debt maturity and reduce the cost of financing. We had also good news about the improvement of the rating from BBB minus to BBB, which is one of the main consequences of the increase of capital. Slide number 25, figures that you already read in our press release, debt ratio after this increase of capital decreased in 43%, and the cost of debt was highly reduced to 2.8% at this first semester. So, today, as I just told you, we have an average maturity of debt which is around 5 years. And as you see in this graph in the right, the upcoming maturities are well spread in tenor and counterparty with no concentration risks. And in terms of aging structure, we made another €200 million of first cancellation. It will result in a decrease in interest expenses in the future years. And at constant gearing, over 70% of debt is aged or fixed until 2019. Now, concerning the earnings, first, rental growth. We add gross, on a current basis, the gross rental revenue have increased by 3% between first semester 2014 and 15, and on a like-for-like basis, rent decreased by 40 BP over the past 12 months. As the negative impact of departures and lease renegotiation was mitigated by the positive impact of lease indexation and new lettings. And the negative like-for-like growth for property of distribution network is mainly due to the fact that some assets, pubs and insurance branches in France, have been vacated and are currently in the process of being sold. And you noticed that the indexation increase of 50 BP was half of the one of last year. Next slide, the result. We just want to have some details about the number of shares at the end of this semester. You know that the number of ordinary shares issued at this time, including the treasury shares, is 20,344,218, but the total number of shares used to calculate the result per shares is 18,800,000 shares. So in the first semester, we had a net current result of 3.35 euro per shares and net current cash flow, which increased by almost 12% due to mainly to the North Galaxy sales last year and the cancellation of floors. You notice also which is a general trend for European REITs, effect of IFRS norms, that we, in this semester, just had a positive impact in the IAS 39 due to the valorization of financial instrument instead of more than 100 million negative last year. Another thing concerning the net current result is in euros, we have a 3% increase, but per shares, something like 1% decrease. So as usual, we communicate all the EPRA KPIs, which are quite stable from last year's. Now, for the outlook, this is Jean, who will give you some issues.
Thank you, Jérôme. The investment pipeline first. We have updated the pipeline, taking into account all committed investments for the second half of 2015 until 2017 inclusive. We have now in offices 118 million. Main projects being the Belia 40 again. The Guimard 1012 is almost completed and very significantly let now. The R19H is a project that we could start beginning of next year. It's a full reconstruction. The Sovereign, the AXA building, We now have, during the period, 11 million. So this is less than what was in our forecast during the presentation we did for the capital increase, because some expenses have shifted from 2017 to 2018. Ten Röken, that's the development of this tract of land that is today there and on which we can build around 100 apartments. 24 million will be the cost, but these apartments will be for sale. The permit is also there under progress. Regarding healthcare, we have now 104 million, of which Belgium is nearly half, but as you can see, the Netherlands is not so much behind with 42 million, and France is 6 million. 50% of this total pipeline is pre-let, which is a reasonable level for a company like ours, I believe. The outlook on the following page. First of all, the balance sheet is being strengthened. We have an investment capacity of 500 million for the years 2015 to 2017. This is broadly the envelope on which we can count of a net increase in our total balance sheet. The forecast for 2015 is earnings per share current, excluding IAS 39, of 6.26 euro, and the dividend forecast remains unchanged at 5.50 gross. You can see in the table on the right of the slide a comparison between the forecast that was published in February 2015 and the forecast after the rights issue, taking into account the average number of shares as was described by Jérôme, but this time for the full year. So there will be the impact of the new number of shares outstanding for the full year from May 13 to December 31st. Overall guidance, as I said in the introduction, pursuing our growth in healthcare, 65% of the 2015 operating result is already from assets alternative to offices, and 35% from offices. The cost of debt for the first half, 2.8%. Should remain under 3%. And yes, the target debt ratio, if we want to reach this volume of 500 million, is to remain under the 50%. So it's not that we are going to that target, but it's just to reconcile the level of gearing that goes with the investment capacity that I'm giving you this figure. So this is the summary of what we've achieved financially and operationally during this first half, and I'm now pleased to open the question time. Operator, could you do that?
Thank you. If the participants would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. And if during the session you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. And we will take the first question from Herman van der Loos with Petercam. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the presentation. Emma van der Loos, Petercam. I've got at this stage two questions. The first, just to be clear, the wellness centre, you include them in healthcare? That's my first question. And my second question, did I... Okay, so it's healthcare on the very large sense.
And, both wellness is good for the health. And yeah, okay. To be clear, we think there is a wide variety of healthcare assets, and our operators have different revenue models. some revenue models are coming from the residents, some from Social Security, some from private insurance, some from their own private money. So here we have an asset of which the quality is undoubtful. The operating model, of course, rests on membership and the renewal of membership. And that makes a difference.
Okay, but to be clear also, you don't carry any operational risk. You're just the landlord. Huh?
Yes.
Okay. And my second question, did I understand you well that Guimard is now fully let, or was just some misspelling of me?
No, it's not fully let, but it's progressing 70%.
With the same tenant? With the same tenant, huh?
I think so.
Okay. Thank you.
Just one tenant? I think so.
And we move to the next question from Cohn Overlad Michels with KBC Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for the presentation. I believe it's quite clear that the liability side has improved markedly, and very nice, the asset liability duration, so thank you for that one. So my questions are rather linked to the operations side, and I just I want to have an update. My first question on the Livingstone 2 building. Is the sales process still ongoing?
Yes, it's a process that is ongoing. We will probably conclude during this quarter.
Okay. Thank you.
For certainty, thank you. Probably.
Perfect. My second question, does your EPS guidance include external portfolio growth in healthcare?
Only that of committed investments, but I think it's relatively light for this second half.
There is no new acquisition assumption taken in this guidance, just what is committed now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that one. And then, just a small remainder question. On the Souverain building, could you provide any flavor on progress in that file?
Unfortunately, I will disappoint you because we don't want to make any type of announcement until we have spoken with the public authorities in the Brussels region. So we are keeping a very low profile on this project, which obviously is very important to us. But we think it's in the interest of shareholders that we first clear a number of questions with authorities.
And then with regard to permit application, I presume.
Yes, the broad definition of projects for the site. Indeed.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
We will move to Robert Vordermann from Kempen. Please go ahead.
Good morning. This is Robert Vordermann, Kempen. You mentioned in your press release that you have 500 million in firepower. Aside from the 220 million in development spends or a development pipeline, is it likely that you will invest this more by buying asset by asset, or are there a few portfolios in the market that you are currently eyeing and that will be the main source of growth going forward? What is your take there?
Well, for the moment, we're really working asset per asset, or very small portfolios. What could be added in the coming months is indeed a number of specific assets we are studying. Some of them are under letters of intent and due diligence. So I think we should carry on with the small assets or the one per, sometimes not that small, but say assets between 5 million and 25 million. We think that we should pursue them they often come with attractive yields. We have a few examples in what we have shown today. And they also provide a good diversification. And let's not forget that the good assets in healthcare, some of them still need to be built. So some of the things we are studying is new construction.
Okay, that's clear. Your capital markets today will be hosted in Amsterdam, while you have not too many assets there. So is it fair to assume that most of the acquisitions that you will announce shortly are in the Amsterdam region?
No, but they are north of the border between Belgium and the Netherlands.
Okay, no, but I was just wondering why you would do a capital markets day where you have not too much assets.
But you know that now the asset under management for healthcare in Netherlands are more than 100 million euro, and mm-hmm. we did an acquisition last year of 80 million euro. So we thought it was a good thing to show you. What was our last investment in this sector?
Okay, so we should not expect large portfolio acquisitions around in and around Amsterdam in the next few weeks, months.
You never know.
Never know.
Okay, that's good. Last question. Jacina has its healthcare portfolio up for sale. Is this, I know that I asked the question last time as well, but is this something you might be eyeing as well and potentially partnering up with a larger investor and you do the management of this portfolio? Any thoughts here?
No, nothing specific. We look at all opportunities, but there's nothing of what you have just described that is being prepared.
Okay, and you look at all opportunity. Would this potential portfolio meet your pricing / initial yield criteria?
Yes, of course. Yes, yes.
Okay, well, that was it from my side. Many thanks.
And as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 now. And it appears there are no further questions at this time, so I'd like to hand it back to the speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, thank you for attending this conference. We will be again doing some roadshows with some of you in the second half after the holidays. I wish you all a good holiday if you have some plans, and hope to see you also during the Investor Day, indeed in Amsterdam. And that will save a few train tickets to some of the analysts, I believe. So good holiday to you. Thank you.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen, and you may now disconnect.